rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Oh God, oh Lord, oh God, oh God, mercy cried out, oh God.
Well, bless you. Morning.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Morning.
Thank you.
See how much tradition has a hold of us?
Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing good about this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
You get my point? You may be seated, by the way.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a good morning coming.
Amen.
And if you think this is the good morning, then and you're satisfied with this one, then you ain't going for that one.
Thank you, Father.
If you're satisfied with this life, you're not hoping for the other.
Oh God. Glory. Amen.
Would you expect me to come in here and not continue on with what I've been doing?
Hallelujah.
Reproving.
Glory.
Rebuking.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And on the air?
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You bring your rocks along?
Glory. Thank you, Father.
Your contrary thoughts?
Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
See, in the dining room just before I come out, I heard Sister Johnson ask about a cart. So I made a comment about cards. Now the reason why she made a comment about the card, because she was contemplating using it. You know, like most of you. How do we ever get along around without cards? You're not following my train of thought. So when I came out of the dining hall, Sister Johnson, she was walking up. And she got bad legs. So I said, Sister Johnson, I said, do you know how important this walk is for you?
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, you don't take away this walk.
Thank
I said,
you.
Yeah, every morning I wake up and I'll take my cart. I said, nah, it's better for me to walk.
Thank you, Father.
Get that blood work. Do I hurt when I walk? Sure.
Hallelujah.
I got a foot down there, boy.
Yeah.
If I got on the cart, it would be okay. But especially if I can get some blood down in there.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
So, you understand now what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well, Sister Johnson said she was more concerned about going back with it than coming up. You know what you told me?
Oh,
in a hurry to get up here. I said, you'll get there. You'll be all right.
Thank you, Father.
And look at that. You got here before a lot of other people. We're walking.
Hallelujah.
You must have gotten in a hurry.
Amen.
So some folks still come. Look.
Amen.
And some even had cars in it.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen, brother.
Do you have to do that? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Do you have to sit there and go?
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I mean, don't you know how to be enlightened?
Hallelujah.
Light is come.
Oh, God.
Instruction.
God,
knowledge. Like him. But men love
darkness. Oh, God.
And their foolish heart is
darkened.
The God of this world has blinded their minds.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I count you to bow each of my staff.
Mm-hmm.
You might see.
They can see. Hallelujah.
They can understand what's going on.
Yes, Lord.
Be not unwise.
Hallelujah.
Now, why in the world would a man come up here and start a broadcast that's now being heard all over America and deal with it like this? This is not protocol.
Mm-hmm.
I said, get my fine singers up here.
Sure.
I said, have my organs up here.
All right.
has that nice piano over there.
Mm-hmm.
We got some fine musicians around here.
Yeah.
But you see, I've never done that, have I?
No.
And when I do it, you know, I replace it real quick, don't I? I told you, for years and years, I travel around the country, and I'd walk in, start preaching.
Amen.
I didn't have no big old... The only time I did that was when Teresa finally came, and she said, I'm supposed to sing for a minute. So everywhere I went then, I would let Teresa start to sing.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Bought the piano for Teresa.
Glory to God.
And she claimed it. One time she locked it up.
Yep.
Go ahead. Do it again. I wonder why Brother Steve does what he does. You really wonder? You despiser, you gotta wonder? Wonder?
Oh, glory.
Huh? And then when I do what I do, you despise it? Why did you talk to me like that? Why did you look at me like that?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You ever sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for a chance to do that?
Lord.
Just think about it. Well, if you just raise your voice up a little bit, just a little bit, just a little higher.
Hallelujah.
Give it the best you got. She needs some help.
I love him.
I love him because he first loved me.
Hallelujah.
And he first despised me.
Lord,
help us.
Just before we left the dining hall, we did my little girl again.
Oh,
I say you love me. She said, huh? I was going to have a hug, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, you give Pastor Rice a hug? Mm-hmm. Will you give me one? No.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
There you are, back and forth.
Amen.
I don't believe he loves her anymore, not you.
Hallelujah.
He might convince himself he did, because he brought her over here, and I did not authorize him coming. No, I didn't.
Amen.
I even told you what I'd done.
Amen.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
You asked me, you let me know they were coming, and you said, what sayest thou?
Amen.
How did I answer you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What thou sayest?
What do you say?
Amen.
I'm going to trust your judgment. I'm going to trust your.
Yes. Amen.
But now they're over here.
Amen.
Now, that's in my hand.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Glory to God.
Got to find out something to do with her.
Thank you,
Father. Do we send her back up to Urch, or do we keep her there? What say us now?
Thank you, Father.
You got your bag full of stones?
Oh,
Jesus. Got your mind all full of evil?
Huh? Oh, bless you.
Are you hardening yourself again? Stones are hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
And there's some of them thoughts that come out of your face. They're hard thoughts, Lord.
Yeah,
they're hard. Some of them looks out of your eyes, they're daggers.
Amen.
Let me see if I can hit that bullseye.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling the truth, people.
Hallelujah.
And everybody wants to blame. Have you brought us out here to die, Brother Stare? Yep.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You're just letting your old man quit struggling. Quit trying to keep the old man alive. Let him die.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Now, as I came, I've been preaching, you know.
Yeah.
Man. I 10 minutes, I was down there preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I walked out, I preached again, Sister. You said I walked out, I had preached to Sister Johnson.
Amen.
Sister Johnson, did I preach at you?
A little bit.
Little bit? Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give a whole lot, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You see what happened as I'm talking, she's so concerned about a cart that she's right in the middle of me talking, she goes and inquires about a cart. So she wasn't listening to me, was she? And that's what irked me. When you folk find things to do that seems more important than hearing the word come out of my mouth.
Thank you, Father.
And the Bible says you live by every word. Every. Come here, son. No. Will you hurry up and get down here? Now, here we are. See? See, last night, right at the end of the service, I came back in this tabernacle. Concerned about him and another smart aleck that sat back there. You notice he's not here this morning, huh? You know that devil said, you better not go back up there, because he ain't going to let you sit there with your little And look at that. You're just as rebellious as he is, and I let you sit here.
Amen.
Put that one out and let you stay.
Hallelujah.
I'll have you shaking in your boots, Charlie.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, you better get to the point where you work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You watch him now when he starts talking to me. He'll start crying. He's a little fearful. I dealt with him before.
Hallelujah.
So as I, that was Sister Johnson. I'm walking down the road. Here he comes. Now, I did specifically say to him, you don't have to go back.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Boy, you people are really something.
Thank you, Jesus.
How little you concern yourself with what God is doing. So he comes to me and says, what should I do?
Praise.
Because here's what he said.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm coming up. Now, on Monday, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go back to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I'll be back next weekend, right?
That's right.
You're riding the bus. Yeah, how'd you get over this time? You ride the bus right here?
That's right.
A little closer down here. How'd you get from down there, over here?
What?
I mean, from there, from down there, from up to here.
Oh, wow.
Walk. Not bad. You know, again, before I came out of the dining room, I said to you people, please, stay away. But you're so smart. You're going to challenge me over and over again.
Oh, my God.
You're going to provoke me every way you can.
My God.
Thinking maybe I'll excuse you.
My God.
And not everybody here. Just enough to mess up this feast of charity.
Oh, God.
The spots. Just these spots.
Yeah.
These spots. It's taking a beautiful white garment and
yes, Lord.
One little spot and just blemish the whole garment.
Amen.
One little spot.
Amen.
And all I know to do with spots is that blow them out.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory. Spots. Find that scripture for me, please. These are spots.
Oh, my Lord.
In your feast of charity.
Oh, God.
You understand the feast of charity?
Hallelujah.
It's a manifestation of our love for God and God's love for us.
Hallelujah.
That's a feast, brother. That's greater than mama's love, husband's love, wife's love, baby love,
amen,
God's love, boy. Greatest love there is. Huh? But because we won't receive it, because we don't love it.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, everybody look now. Make sure you see him. Find somebody to turn your eyes away from me again. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I didn't mean for you to turn your eyes over and look at him. Keep listening to me. Don't you people understand you're not listening when you're not looking?
All right. Amen.
Don't you understand how much you actually hear with your eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Because these ears and these eyes are send messages to the brain. When you get in the brain, the brain tries to send it down to the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So he says to me, he said, what should I do? I said, what? See, because I was telling him to stay. But he got a job. So I said to him, how much money have you been making? About $2,000 a month. He's an exterminator.
Yeah.
Boy, could I use an exterminator around here? I got a lot of bugs.
Hallelujah.
Roaches.
Yeah.
Silverfish.
Yeah.
You hear them?
No.
They're a little bug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Huh?
Yeah.
What did you?
Silverfish devour books, paper.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
We got a lot of silverfish around here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We got some bookworms.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
There you go.
There's a lot of books you folk read you shouldn't even read.
True. Amen. That's true.
Because most of them have, even if they're a biblical book, a lot of them have a little error in them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
put a suggestion in your mind. I have a lot of books sent to me. I've had the Semiticus sent to me. I won't put it down for you. I won't put it down for you to read it.
Yeah, amen.
Although it's a lot of good stuff in here.
Right.
Glory.
Right.
I've had the book, the Blood Moon sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have old Tex Mars. Somebody been sending Tex Mars books to me.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, sir. On the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
When he just came out with it. Where do you think it went? I followed it away.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Tex Mars is a lying dog.
Amen.
It's like Alex Jones. These guys don't preach no kind of message for the saving of your soul.
Amen.
Save your life, save your country, save your family.
Amen.
The hell with saving your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I see they got some compadres here, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Was that guy who wrote that book that we talk about, my good friend up there from Maryland? He sent me a beautiful thing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it down there because he's insisting that the Pope is the Antichrist.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
And a lot of things they say are true, but the Pope is not the Antichrist.
Well, amen.
How do you know?
Because you said he wasn't. You already revealed.
Well, who am I to say?
You already revealed he's a false prophet. That's it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
See, I say things, and even though I can't reverse what I say, just to please you.
No, amen.
So he says to me, what should I do? So I inquired about it. He says, what kind of job? He told me. I like the exterminator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you use an exterminator out there,
yes, sir.
Henrietta?
Oh, yes.
We just got to make sure he gets exterminated first.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Exterminator messes with dangerous chemicals.
Absolutely. That's right.
You could end up hurting yourself if you don't know how to use them. And you understand fully what I said, right? So I said to him, how much money do you make? Because if he moves here, I said, so you've been sending $200,000 a month? He said, yeah. I believe him.
Yeah, amen.
Have you sent more than that at all?
Probably not.
Just getting by.
Yes, sir.
What did you do with the rest of it?
Spent it.
Yes. On what?
Bills and...
Youthful lust?
Yes, sir. That's not hard to do, is it?
You're out there in the world. If you can't spend it on yourself, somebody else will find it. How you spend it on them?
Yes, sir.
McDonald's will find a way you can spend it on them.
Amen.
And you'll buy the biggest Big Mac there is. You don't even need it.
Amen.
Gotta eat!
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You deserve a break today.
Amen.
I said, well, I got a problem here. I said, well, here's what you do. You go back, and you come back up here, and I'll take it from there.
Amen.
Amen. So you're going to leave us today. You won't have to walk down to the bus station. No, we'll take you down. Or we'll give you a bicycle, and you can leave it down, and we'll pick it up. Whatever.
Yeah, amen.
Glory. Aren't you beautiful? You're just not going to soften your spirit up, are you? You're just not going to let that stiff neck get to become. Somebody needs to turn your head. We need to get you to turn your eyes off on Jesus. You ain't looking at the right thing. If you saw Jesus here, would you look at him like that? Thank you, son. Now you're going to say, what does God to do? Well, you're the principal. See, I'm being confronted with it. Even here before.
Yeah. Amen.
Even this morning, I mentioned, when he came the first time, the way he came so impressed me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hallelujah.
And the way he left or got put out impressed me even more. Why would somebody do all of that and then goof?
Thank you, Father.
Here I am. Here I am, Brother. I'm out here to hear the prophet, but I ain't going to listen to you. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Is that, what it said about you?
Amen.
You want to hear it again?
He said that.
You know what it says?
Amen.
I think we had it read several times in the last couple of weeks in the dining hall. That's not talking about you, is it?
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, thank you, God.
Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Who got it? Yeah, the first one. We'll go back to the other one in a minute. The one about they'll come and sit down here. Listen, this is God talking to the Son of Man.
Also thou, Son of
you.
Man.
Also thou, Son. What?
Son of Man.
Also. Also.
Also
thou,
Son of Man.
Let's continue on with our
train
of thought. Let's get the picture clear here. Also.
Thou, Son of Man.
Thou, Son of Man.
Sure.
Hold it now. I told you I'm the Son of Man.
Yeah. Amen.
You know how many times I've been taken on by these other preachers? Well, he thinks he's the Son of Man. No, I don't. I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am the Son of Man.
Thank you.
And been committed with the message for God's elect people to lead you through this wilderness and on into the kingdom. Behold, I send my messenger. Don't provoke them. Your sister Johnson was talking about that car. She provoked me. And so I dealt with it a little bit further. I was you. I'd make every effort not to ride the car. You need to walk.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Keep them old legs, Lord.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Andrew?
Amen.
You gotta walk.
Thank you, Lord.
Them old legs, you gotta walk.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not being funny.
No,
amen.
Remember how Dave Mirage stopped walking?
Yep. Legs crawled up.
You don't remember?
Oh, yeah. They're driving the car.
Where the hell are you folk be living at anyway? Did I gotta say? Anybody remember that?
Hallelujah.
Read, brother.
Also thou, Son of Man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people.
Yes,
and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness.
Amen.
And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument.
Sure, preaches the word pretty good. I like that.
For they hear thy words, but they do them not.
He just don't advance the table.
And when this cometh to pass, lo,
it will come.
Then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them.
Did we talk about David this morning? Took it right out of the realm of the fable, didn't I? Little Goliath. Some of you heard him, some of you didn't. And the ones that didn't, they're not even concerned about hearing it. Because if I want them to hear it, I have to repeat it. And you heard it when you get upset. Well, I was taking on old Goliath this morning. Man, oh man, I had to pry smooth stones, picked out every little detail in there. Magnify the thing. Enlighten it for such a time as this. Because Goliath is Satan in a man. And standing for the Prince of Darkness, he steps out and says, just send me a man.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory. Ain't no sense having a knockdown, drag out. We're not so concerned about you getting hurt. If we do that, we're going to get hurt. See, the devil really don't want to fight with us.
No.
Because he's going to get some hurt.
Hallelujah.
He knows that. He picks out one man over here, and God would like to send that one man. And I'm not talking about me.
No.
When God said in the beginning, let us make man, he was talking about himself.
Yep.
God became a man.
Amen.
And now he is going to come again and manifest himself in a man, or in men, the sons of God. And that's the man. Again, please.
Also thou, son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth
but
they
can't do them?
They will not do them. They will not do them.
Hallelujah.
For with their mouth they show much love.
Hallelujah.
But their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument.
You sure know how to preach that word, doesn't he?
For they hear thy words,
you're good.
But they do them not.
And
when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come.
Or did I play that tune about David and Goliath this morning?
Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them.
I went through the whole demonstration. There's some parts of that, because there's a whole lot in this story.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
of all, David was a shepherd taking care of his father's sheep.
Amen.
And there were shepherds out in the field watching over their flock by night.
Hallelujah.
Night season.
Right. Glory.
And then they saw a star.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And then the angel shouted.
Yeah.
Hey!
Glory to God.
You guys, you can get a shepherd to leave his flock by night?
Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Something must have been dramatic about that one.
Amen.
They were watching over their flock by night.
Yeah,
that's a dangerous time for sheep night.
Amen.
Shepherd, he got to sleep lightly. See what I'm doing again? And you can look at their faces and they say, what's he talking about? We're in the night season.
Yep, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And God has his shepherds.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I asked the Lord about how to conduct this thing. He says, what you need to do is you take today's service. Mm-hmm. We're going to have service every night, not every morning.
Yeah, amen.
But every night we're going to come in here and we're going to have a service. And we're going to have some shepherds.
Amen.
Shepherds.
Amen.
I got three shepherds here.
Yeah,
pastors.
Yeah,
shepherds.
Yeah.
So you pastors, get yourself a good bag so you can shear the sheep and collect the wool.
Hallelujah.
Shepherds. God said, I'm going to give them shepherds.
Yep. That's
what he said. So we'll give them pastors. Hello, sheep.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I got some shepherds.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
And these three I can trust.
Mm-hmm.
There's some false shepherds here, false pastors, false teachers. If I can't trust you with this place of responsibility, then you ain't gonna get me some my sheep. Because I represent the chief shepherd. I'm over the shepherds. Hello, shepherd. I want you to go down by the river. And I want you to watch over the flock by night.
Hallelujah.
How's he doing, Dave?
Glory. Hallelujah.
Has he given you a hug yet? No. You don't want a hug from him? Why not? Oh. Huh? Are you telling me you don't want me to hug you no more? Okay, so I'm going to hug her. I can get along without it. You can get along without it. I can get along without it. I'm not in a desperate need for hugs. I get a lot of hugs. You don't believe me? Watch them kids come. Watch them. Hey, come, hey, little girl back there. Come here, girl. Come here. My God, you sit back there looking around. I thought you'd jump at that chance. You still won't do it. Go back there and start again. Go back there and come again. Go back halfway down. Go ahead. Now turn around. Turn around. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Woo! God. She don't want to let me go, man. Woo! Don't look at them. They got all crazy. Go ahead, hon. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what happened. That big nonsense, don't touch a woman. So you got these girls afraid to death to let me touch them. Or just touch me back.
Yeah, amen.
Huh? I saw it right away when I started to deal with it. I don't need to do it.
No, amen.
All right, corrupt minds.
Thank you, Father.
Now the next one.
These are spots in your feast of charity.
Yes, Lord.
When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of the winds. Trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
Anybody know what the real fruit of the Spirit is?
No.
And how's it, what does it do? Real love. It manifests itself.
Amen.
You going to tell me you love God and you won't let him hug you? And you won't give him a hug back? Love is, hug is a good expression of love. We know that all that stuff is perverted, but do we have to pervert it or can we purify it?
No, it needs to be restored. Amen.
Come on, people.
Amen. Restore it back to
God.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's like a brother wrote me from over Romania. He said, he called holy you blessed don't touch a woman. He said, what would they do with Paul? He said, greet your brother with a holy kiss.
Yeah,
see,
right.
Now, you might say it's all right to greet a brother with a holy kiss, but in this generation, a man kissing a man can be just as evilly thought about as kissing a woman. I wonder what those guys got going. Well, we're on our way to say. We got love.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
See, I've tried to tell you people that we've gone through the fornicating period, we've gone through the adulterous period, we're going through the homosexual period.
Amen.
And all of them manifest in the religious world.
Yes.
Satan takes those beautiful things and corrupts them and pollutes them. Look what he done. Look what he done with the message of Christ.
Amen.
Just look what he done with it.
Hallelujah.
What did I do with it? I told you that God won't save a homosexual.
Right.
And then I came back and told you why. This whole world, God will not save them.
Amen.
Because To be saved, they've got to acknowledge they're sinners.
Right.
God only saves sinners.
Right.
That's all. And how much does he want to save you, sinner?
Hallelujah.
He offers you love and embracing him. I even end up hugging this guy sometimes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Doctor.
Hallelujah.
I hugged you the other day right by freedom.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all look at the face again. Well, now, brother, well, you see, if you see me do that and you haven't got a pure heart, then your mind's going to go every which way.
Hallelujah.
Now, will you accept that as a kind, gentle instruction?
Amen.
You looking at each other with the eyes of iniquity instead of through the eyes of God.
Jesus.
See him as God sees him.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You don't really believe that God doesn't see your sins, do you?
Oh, yes.
Well, he looks on you because that's what he's looking for, sin. If he can find sin in you and convince you of it,
right.
Now you got a sinner. Not because the devils are subject to you, because the sick are healed. You guys better rejoice because your name's in the book. Understand me, because you judge me after the flesh.
Right.
That's why you don't. That's why you don't get along with people, because you judge after the flesh.
Right. Right.
See, because our flesh is polluted love.
Yes,
it has. If you love them that love you, that's not love.
Right.
If you just say I love God, God said that's not love.
Right.
What you got to understand is that God loves you. God loves you. This is something. What a message for God's people.
Yes, Lord.
For such a time as this.
Yes.
I've been watching this young man here and Caleb back there. They have a rapport. They like to sit together and talk together. I wonder what's going to come out of that. See what an evil mind can do?
Right. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Oh, bless you.
My friends, when are you going to understand the power of lust?
Yeah, amen.
Lust after a woman, lust after a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
The object means nothing. It's the lust.
The lust
after a car.
Yeah,
lust after a position. covetousness. Read that scripture again about what they've said they do. Listen to it. Come on, listen to it.
Amen.
I said, listen to it.
Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses.
Oh, he's just trying to justify himself.
And speak every one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people.
Listen now.
And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness.
What? What? The heart goes after what?
Covetousness, which is idolatry.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
What?
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mockers walking after their own lust.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Surely, that's not talking about this people.
That's this people, brother.
It's talking about the people of the Baptist Church. They're not God's people.
This people.
Yeah.
You're the offscouring. Yeah. You're the rejects.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even make a good Baptist.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
You wouldn't fit in.
Lord.
You got a different heart, a different nature. You got a different desire. One thing. Before Brother Rick died, he only had one message.
Yes.
He burned that thing over and over, and he even left it to her. Now, before he got to that place, he had a lot of trouble with me. And God had just burned it in his soul. He burned, didn't it?
Yes.
He would not preach anymore. That's it. The sign.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You're welcome to go.
Thank you,
Lord. That you people are out. People challenge him.
Oh, bless you.
I didn't get the message from Rick when he told you.
Hallelujah.
I got it from you.
Hallelujah.
So then do what he told you. If you're going to trust anybody's words around it, trust mine.
Amen.
If you're going to trust anybody's assessor, trust mine.
Amen.
Talk to Christopher all you want to, but you still got to get back there with me.
Hallelujah.
I'm the one. Listen to him down here.
Amen.
And if something goes here, just bring it to me.
Amen.
I'll take care of it.
Amen.
In the midst, we'll try to preserve both of you.
Amen.
Try to preserve the whole house.
Amen.
We're not trying to destroy Doug.
No, not at all. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And if he's doing like he should do, he could be here this morning.
Sure.
I didn't stop him.
Amen.
We stopped him yesterday because he already quite finished doing. Now he promised us, again, if I understand this, he promised that he go clean up his house today. Well, you see, he got to stay there all day.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
If he was humble enough, he could say, children, daughters, come and help me clean up the house.
Amen.
Would you like to help clean up his house?
Amen.
But maybe there's some stuff that he doesn't want them to find.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know that these girls would clean that house up, Lord, polish it up, shine it up, fix his bed, clean up the bathroom.
Amen.
But you don't want nobody in there right now in the cleanup process.
Amen.
And they might get it all clean and say, now come and look at it. Yeah. And I say, man, this place is dirty.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Jesus.
Are you listening, Doug?
God bless you, Jesus.
You're trying to let us know you really want back and be restored. Okay, we're trying to help you, boy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I hope you're listening, or you're like everybody else. Turn me off.
Lord, bless you, Jesus.
It's like most of you sitting right here. No, y'all going here, but we're just not going to do what you tell us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
What's wrong with telling a man to clean up his house?
Right.
What's wrong with telling him to keep it clean?
Amen.
I mean, I can't even take Jesus in that place so dirty. God says, I ain't going in there. You're going to take care of it. Clean it up.
Hallelujah.
If Jesus came to your house and it was all messed up, and he knocked on your door, would you let him in?
Yeah.
That's one thing Doug was infuriated with, that because we were in the house.
Hallelujah.
And then I told him, it's not your house, Doug. This is my house.
Glory.
Whose house you are. So I'm going to come into your house. I'm going to come right into your house.
Yeah.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'd like to get into the upper room.
Hallelujah.
Get that mind filled with the knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing how you people do not understand. What do they call it?
Analogy.
Yeah. Or comparison.
Yeah. Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in
high places.
What's the high place in you? Spiritual wickedness.
Amen.
Men of corrupt minds. Spiritual wickedness.
Yes.
Destitute.
Yes. Amen.
So full of
yeah.
Evil thoughts and evil surmises, and ain't no room for truth.
Amen.
God, we have to have the house cleaning.
Amen.
Yes. Got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
Boy, you see how you're just jumping up and down and saying, yeah, we're going to hear you, but we ain't going to do it.
Glory to God.
For such a time as this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who knows that God established the community in Baltimore, South Carolina for such a time as this?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Who knows how God preserves us here? My God, what goes on in this place and from this preacher and goes out over the whole world, and we don't have those gays out front.
Amen.
We don't have those Muslims blowing my head off.
Absolutely. Amen.
Something got hold of me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You still don't get it, do you?
Thank you, Father.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
So why did the government come ahead? Because they know I'm not against them.
Right.
I'm so glad for Obama. I'm so glad for the Democrats and Republicans.
Amen.
I'm so glad for all these apostate churches.
Amen.
Yeah, fill up your cup, Satan.
Amen.
Come on, old Goliath, holler a bit more. Because there is going to be a showdown.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Look at me. You're all ready for it, aren't you? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready for the judgment day?
Hallelujah.
So God sends a prophet to make people
ready. Hallelujah.
Ready.
Ready.
The judgment day determines who gets into the kingdom and who doesn't.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in.
Amen. Glory.
Depart from me, you slothful one.
Yes.
I don't know you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Don't sit there so smug. Because if I have to, you push me to it.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not going to back away from Jezebel.
Amen.
Don't you know what we can do to you? What can you do to me?
Glory.
Can't damn me.
Amen.
You can't save me.
Amen.
So what advantage is you?
Glory.
You're just a damn fool, that's what you are. There's a foolish generation.
Amen.
The old Goliath, send me a man.
Yeah, amen.
Ain't no man bigger than me.
Amen.
Look at my old man. Boy, he stands right up there.
My Lord.
Amen.
Got my bank check to shield me.
Mm-hmm.
Got my insurance policies to cover me.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Got my name on a church book.
Amen.
Read my Bible, fast all the time. I'm a holy Joe.
Right.
Come on out here.
Right.
Send me a man.
Amen.
Oh, behold the man! Seen those things manifested in me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So where I am in that list of fruitful repentance?
Glory.
Where am I? Come on.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
See how careful I deal with things anymore?
Amen.
See how careful I deal with the young man? See how careful I deal with that?
Amen.
Careful?
Amen.
I'm careful. I care.
Right.
I care how they receive.
Right.
I care.
Right.
I care. It's important.
Yes.
It's important for us to receive each other.
Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to hug you, but if I want to give you one, my God, you give me one back.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Don't you understand the point?
Thank you, Father.
If I hug him, I gotta be careful.
Right.
If I hug him, I gotta be careful.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God gives you a hug, he's careful.
Amen.
It means he cares for you.
Amen.
He's full of care.
Amen.
Cast all your care on him.
Amen.
All of it. Commit yourself to him.
Yes.
Yield to him. He cares. He cares. He cares.
Yes.
How about clearness of yourself? See, you folks think I'm always trying to justify myself. No, I'm just clearing myself. That's all.
Glory.
I'm not going to be condemned with the things I've done.
Amen.
I'm clearing myself.
Glory.
I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me, and there is no condemnation. This old flesh is dead, it's condemned already. That's what the Bible said. The flesh is condemned already. It will never live. It will die. I'm not going to let this old flesh condemn me. I even come out and told you that I did that. I allowed him. I allowed him to happen. God did. And God allowed me to allow him. Paul said the things that I didn't want to do, he said, I allowed. And I did it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
See, even though I know it wasn't right to do, I still allowed it.
Right.
Why? Because that flesh is just that old man. He's just kicking around, kicking.
Right.
So all I do is just put him to death. Just don't let him accomplish what he's going to accomplish. Just don't let him do it. You live out in the flesh, and you allow it to happen, and you let it control you. Death has no dominion over you. The power of death, because of sin, has no dominion. He died. He took. I died, people. Now you can live in the spirit by just discounting it. And you folks think you're going to get by on your own good works or your own. You're not going to do it. Well, you sit right there and let a contrary thought come against me. Are you allowing it?
Hallelujah.
You're sitting right there and you've been told about it. You still allow it? You don't really want to do it, do you?
No.
Do you? You're not here because...
No.
Daddy, what that book says...
No.
That book says they allow it.
Yes,
they get out in the back door and start talking about that. My brother, he does this, he does that, he allows it, and you don't allow it, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Amen. Am I to go by your testimony of your flesh today?
No.
Or am I to go by the testimony of the Spirit of God?
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
To be overcome by the brother Lamb?
Hallelujah.
Testimony is a confirmation of truth or lie. You can do either one of them. You agree with the lie and you testify and strengthen the lie, you're going to die. You testify to Christ. Don't testify about that flesh. Destroy that spirit.
Amen.
You ought to go hang your head, folks, the way you sit there and struggle with that simple truth. That's so simple.
Amen.
If you yielded to that, your battle would be over.
Amen.
It would be settled.
Amen.
Settle it there for your heart.
Glory.
Settle it.
Glory.
I'm not going to love you because I have to.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, I'd never make it.
Hallelujah.
I can't find anything in me to make you want to love you. I'd find everything I could wrong. You wrinkle your nose wrong?
Amen.
What kind of a beard you got anyhow?
Amen.
What, are you trying to be white?
Thank you, Lord.
And you think you can tolerate me all the time?
Hallelujah. I can do all things.
Hey, you listen to me more than these people do. That little room you got down there, boy, that old shallow just a worker. Mm-hmm. You go to bed with me?
Yes,
he goes to bed with me. We sleep together. We wake up together. Embracing the same love. You know, when they get up to prepare, it's an hour earlier. See, you come here 7, they're out there 6. And he leads the pack. He stays right in the prayer room. he got a little room right over there. This little room. It's the same room. Just a little room.
Thank you, Father.
Can't turn around it. Got himself in a room where he can't turn around. He goes in the room. If he turns around, he stares at the door. He goes through the door. There's the door. Yeah. He can go in and out through the door. They don't get it. Come on, Lord, box us in. Put them walls up on our side. Show us the door. That's the way. Whether you're looking that way, turn around, there's the door. Now, again, you would say to yourself, what does this have to do? And I do this a lot of times. What does this have to do with us? See, and I'll come and I'll say to you over and over again, if it wasn't for our soul, what soul? I can't see a soul.
Jesus.
Treasure?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this treasure in a certain dust. Amen. It's the problem.
And see, what God is dealing with you on today is the sin of the soul. The soul that sinned. And I've done this, see, you won't even respond to me. Not your flesh that sins, because your flesh sins. But it's got us to the point where we're right on the brink of our soul singing. Because God's the only one who can save your soul. And you don't want to turn against Him. You don't want to do it. You want to lay hold. You want to hold fast the profession of your faith. Christ is in me. Christ is in you. Hold fast. Don't let nobody steal your power. Hallelujah. Don't just hold fast. Then be honest and stop trying to make yourself show so holy.
Amen.
You don't know what you're doing, huh?
Hallelujah.
You know what I tell you?
Jesus.
I've not fought any of you people on the fact that you're saved or so. I haven't done not a one of you.
No.
Not a one of you.
Amen,
but when you sit out there and you start trying to tell me you're more holy than somebody else, and you don't need a savior, you don't need a prophet, and you don't need the truth, then I'm going to tell you a damn lie. How do you like that? My claim is exactly what you are. You're going to tell me you don't need your brother and sister?
Well, we do.
Amen.
Amen.
And you receive them not to doubt for this decision. But they may not do what you think they ought to do, but then you're still their brother. Preserve your brother. Be your brother's keeper. That's another thing. Why don't you admit it? You never heard anybody ever talk about the brother's keeper like I have. We're brothers here. And we got to do a lot of things to keep you as my brother. I got to put up with all your crazy stuff.
Amen.
Forgive you, love you, yes. So I can keep you as my brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am my brother's keeper. Whatever it takes to keep you as my brother, I'll suffer wrong, I'll bear reproach.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is doing. He's up there keeping you and I as brothers. That's what he's doing. Satan's up there just using every part of your flesh against you.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother. I didn't know why he's in the. I got his birth record here. Rejoice because your name's in the birth record. Of the father, the devil, he's in a birth record.
Yeah.
Father, shut that devil up.
Amen.
Save that one in spite of the devil.
Amen.
He's a birth record.
Yeah.
I don't. Why do you folk love the devil so much? They're doing his bidding.
Born again record. Amen.
You don't call supplanting a brother a lust, do you?
Definitely.
Yeah, amen.
Murder. You're in the
surplant.
Amen.
Pull up the plant so you can plant.
Yeah, amen.
Isn't that something? We've heard about supplanting a brother.
Oh, yeah.
Not only have we heard about it, we watched
it. Utterly.
We see it happen right here.
Amen.
I'm your brother.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Yep. As your brother, as far as your prophet.
Amen.
Before I was born again, as your brother.
Amen.
Yeah. Christ knew it before we were born.
Yes.
And before we were born, either way, he called us brothers. He laid down his life for his friend because we're his brothers. And he let his brotherly love continue and became a friend. Oh, what a friend.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a friend.
Ah. Glory to God.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus.
Glory.
I would love to speak unto you as unto spiritual. Then maybe I can talk about love and you would understand the kind of love I'm talking about. See, we allow Satan in this world to take all the beautiful things that God gave us and corrupt them. Peace, love, joy, contentment. all the things that God freely gives us.
Amen.
And we allow the thief to.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
How quiet we get.
Amen.
How quiet we get.
We have done.
You try to come in the other way, the Bible says. You're a thief. And you're a robber.
Amen.
You're robbing God of His glory.
Yes.
When you try to tell people they're saved by good works and good deeds, you're living a holy life.
Amen.
Your holiness is not the life you live, it's the life He lives. If you don't get that down in your soul,
hallelujah.
If you don't get it down deep in your soul, not by any works of righteousness. What's wrong with righteous works?
Amen.
Let's work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Every man doing that which is right. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with righteousness? Well, as long as you depend upon your own righteousness, then you don't need His.
Hallelujah.
It won't give it up, will
you?
It's just as soon as I turn them loose, you know what you're going to do. Say, so wasn't that a nice sermon this morning?
I sure
enjoyed that one.
Amen.
But.
See, tribulation time, you're going to have to lay down your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For your brothers.
Yes, Lord.
For your friends.
Yes, Lord.
For your friend.
Yes, Lord.
For your brother.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
You're not doing too well with it, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And then you'll say, what about you? Well, what about me?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to go back to my personal situation?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Come on. Don't have to talk about it again. It can make you realize what I'm doing.
Yeah, amen.
Huh? I got a wife. I got children.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
True.
Man, you mean to tell me you go to bed every night and your wife's not there?
Amen.
Wow. Huh? Oh, she's been here for 2 weeks and she sure enjoyed it. And she wants to go back to her. Come go with me, honey. No, come you stay here with me. Get the hell out, people. Stop sitting in my presence and acting like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Bless you,
Jesus.
If it wanted me for this 10 o'clock service this morning, I would have put out Wayfarer.
Amen.
We got a pretty good idea where to look, so it'll get a little closer today. Will you stand up with me, please? Just look at that view. How many think I'm still what I just said? Look at their faces. Does it make you rejoice?
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you.
What's your name? What's your name? What? Allison. Huh. That's not the one I used to know. I don't know this one. Hey, what about Mom? Is that the Allison you used to know? How are you, Dad? Huh? Wow. Now you're trying to figure out what I'm doing. Well, what do we do with her? We're saved now.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, she's old daddy over here.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
I'm not trying to stop these people being restored. I just don't know exactly what to do to fully restore them.
Right.
We take her back. She got so fat. I'm using the word fat to make you feel ashamed of yourself. Fat. Fat, Eric. Fat. Why would I even do that? Because it came out of my mouth. I didn't premeditate it. I didn't design it for you. I wasn't even thinking about you when God said to me, no fat people. Spiritually or physically. No fat. Now let me ask you a question, people. How many of you folk believe that God spoke those words in my mouth?
Amen.
But how many others say, well, I don't think that's it. And you see, I happen to know that they're spiritually fat and physically fat.
Amen.
Let's lay aside every weight. How about a spiritual weight? A weight of fat. Fat. Can't walk too well when you got a lot of fat. Can't move too good when you're all tied up with fat, spiritually or physically.
Amen.
And look how you resist that.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You need help to lay aside weight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You need a counterweight.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You know something?
Counterweight.
We need another weight.
Right.
Come on.
A weight of the love of God. Weight.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus took on that weight.
Hallelujah.
He let that love weight right on down.
Hallelujah.
And he counterweighted. Come on, folks. He never laid that weight aside.
Hallelujah.
No, he arose again to cast right off. Embrace me.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
With thy holy love.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory. See, our mind's so carnal that we can't even understand that kind of love. I have the love of God in me. I don't have lust yet. So when I hold you, or you, or you, the results will be entirely different than what carnal mind will say.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
For such a time as this.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Go present yourself to the Antichrist.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on, Bride of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get that all, your flesh all cleaned up.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Why won't you listen to me?
Bless you, Jesus.
She could walk into the presence of that King.
Hallelujah.
Even though she was the selected bride and wife.
That is true.
But she wasn't brought there to be his wife.
Amen.
She had another choice that God caused her to be his wife.
Amen.
Her beauty, her natural beauty, got her there.
Amen.
But now she needs some godly beauty.
Hallelujah.
I thought when I say something like that, y'all just bite your leg. Yeah.
Amen.
God's going to use us and present us to the Antichrist.
Glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's going to do for such a time as this. And if we face him, if he recognizes who we are, we live. If he doesn't, we die. But if he recognizes who we are, he's going to leave us alone. He's going to get rid of our enemy, which is death. Death is going to swallow up in victory. salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Who hath bewitched you?
Yes, thank you.
That you should not obey the truth.
Hallelujah.
Before whom?
Bless you, Jesus.
A human physical manifestation of God in the flesh. That's what the whole world's waiting for. That's what you should be waiting for. The manifestation or the revelation that Christ really is in you. Not just a figure of a mind. No, you not. Don't you know that? Don't you know that Christ is in you? Don't you know that? I trust the love of Christ. Trust the peace of God. Trust your flesh.
No.
I won't do that.
Not at all. Amen.
It's amazing, people, how you're looking so far away. And you sit right there when I say that, and you keep right. You don't know you need to get before God. You don't know and cry out, Lord God, save me from me. From me. My eye interferes with love for my brothers, love for my sisters. It gets in the way of my love for you. Now I love you, Lord, because you love me with all your heart. He grown, boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until the spirit of life could be manifested in him, he grown.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless us, Savior. Bless us, Savior. Thank you, Savior.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
We ain't seen nothing yet. And all I'm saying to you, with all godliness, I see what's coming. I see a time when that girl will be off like that. She won't be able to get back. And you won't be able to go get her without losing yourself.
Amen.
They don't believe me.
Yeah, amen. Be like that.
They just don't believe me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
What else? Hallelujah. We may have to move you all up here whether you like it or not, so we all be in one place.
Hallelujah.
That's 20 miles away. We might hear a little word from God, get in New York.
Right, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Father.
They don't believe me. But I tell you the other day. I said, are you doing selling that place?
Hallelujah.
Well, we got somebody who wants it. I should lower the price.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you get right back there and contact, hey, fella.
Yeah, amen.
Huh? And if that don't work, say, what do you got?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Now, why would I want to do that? Because if we sell the plate, then what I got to do? I got to bring you over here, and that's not no. Oh, my God. And if Allison, she going to come? Oh, Lord. What am I doing? You're not with me.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, brother, it's very nice to live with temporarily, but that's the fellows who live with them all the time. You don't give them no trouble, do you?
Yes. Oh, God.
I sit right next to them, huh? Your spirit sometimes just. You ever feel the spirit kick at you? No. How about you, big boy? Did your motorcycle ever get rubbed up?
Yes, sir.
Some time ago, boy, you really came close to causing a mess, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Maybe they don't know, but I know.
Yes, sir. Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
See what I did this time? What'd I do? Isn't it something? I said, Pastor, I'm going to send you down to the river. I'm going to send your right-hand man with you.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He, just a little while ago, he was really causing havoc, but.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We ever preserve him to it, though, haven't we?
Yes.
We might have a little Holy Ghost power rolling there.
Hallelujah.
He gave you power to overcome it. He gave you power to endure. Until I said, take your power and back up the power. I said, well, Saint Kirk, because he's your right hand man. He seems to back you up all the time.
Amen.
How you doing, boy? Rum, rum, rum.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Father.
Bless you, Father.
So, if you move over here, he's coming too, ain't he?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what happens? You won't have to be able to drive back to see Mom and Daddy and Uncle Sam anymore. That's too far away to go.
Hallelujah.
So you might just be locked here with us in this old boat. And they're on the outside of the boat. Sure you want that?
Gloria. Hallelujah.
Lord, I want you to help me.
Hallelujah.
Help me with thy holy love.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Come on down.
Hallelujah.
Touch me.
Yes, Lord.
Come down from heaven. If you watch me walk around the ground, lady, you might hear me holler. Come on down, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes.
The down you read the heavens to come down. Probably walk out and say, oh God, there is again, over and over and over again. One of these days the door is going to shut. How will you know it? Is that the reason why you don't want to talk to you?
Huh?
How often I would have gathered you. That's all I heard this past week. And only because I gave them an opportunity. Now, I wonder if these folk out here in America, suppose I'd have commanded them all to be here.
Yeah. All right.
So I made a little exception for them.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I said, come on, you be gathered.
Right.
Yeah.
Get that radio on.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I said radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless
you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
I got enough sense to know that we can't gather everybody physically.
Sure.
Never will be.
No.
But we are the nucleus.
Yeah.
If we can get together in oneness, and then they can join us by the Spirit, first not by might. Know that part. Some of you people are here and your spirit's someplace else. You're still not gathered with
me. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Israel was the house of God. But God wasn't there.
Amen.
And when God walked in there, money changers. Turned the message of grace into a lie. With their offerings of sacrifices.
Yeah.
And Jesus made it very clear. When he died on the cross, you don't need that anymore. That blood is not what you need. Here's the blood right here. You don't need your good works anymore. You need the works of faith. That's not your own. That's a gift from God. Getting mad at somebody who is doing it.
Amen.
Hey, what are you going to do, David? I'm going to take care of that guy. Why? I'm not going to go back to Dad and give him a report how you cowards. Dad sent me out to find out how the battle's going. I'm going to go back and tell him we got the victory. Brother was mad at him, boy.
Yeah, they're not really.
They mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the story's said the father sent David out to see how the brothers were doing in the battle.
Amen.
He found him hiding.
Yeah.
He's out there talking to his brothers. His brothers said, what are you doing here? Dad sent me out. He's concerned about you guys.
Amen.
Are you still alive, or are you dead, or what are you? How's the battle going on?
Hallelujah.
You shut up, man. We ain't got nothing to say to you.
Yes.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. What was that?
Glory.
Wow. Hey, brother. How long that been going on?
My Lord.
Yeah,
get away here, David. We don't talk to you. Hey, brothers.
Right.
What's that guy doing?
Yeah, amen.
Yes, Lord.
He defined our God, and you guys haven't taken him on yet? Get out of here, David. Come on here. Go home, tell Dad the battle's doing fine. I can't do that. You know, I'll ask you guys a question. If there's a man around who takes care of that guy, has anything? Is there a reward for it? Yes, sir. Said they'll get the king's daughter. They have all the possession paid for. They'll be set free in Israel. And you guys are hanging over here? Get out there and take care of that guy. Shut up, boy. Shut up. You little snot-nosed kid. And he made such a ruckus that somebody went running to Saul. Because Saul was trying to figure out what to do. He had all them fine soldiers, but nobody would fight him, and he wouldn't even fight him. Hey, Shaw, yeah, you ought to hear what we just heard. What did you hear? There's a young guy over here. He want to go out there. He wants to be authorized. He wants to be sent by the authorization. To do what? To shut that guy's mouth. You mean there is somebody can do that? I'd like to take a look at him. Hey, young man, come on in.
Glory.
Hail, King.
Glory. Yes, God.
Here to serve you, sir.
Yes, God.
Yeah, what you got to offer? Well, it seemed to me like we got a challenge out here.
Glory.
Challenging our God. Challenging you and me and everybody. And my father back there wants me to take a report back. And I sure can't go back with this kind of report. So what do you propose to do about it? Will you authorize me to go out and take care of him? You're the king.
Yes, Lord.
This is the cause. Well, I've been looking to try to find somebody, but
hallelujah.
Haven't had no offers from you. Oh, don't you have two fine brothers? Oh, yeah, they're corporals in my army. They're master sergeants. I thought sure with them guys would step through.
Amen. Yes.
Oh,
amen.
All right.
I know about their father. I can understand the father.
Yeah, amen.
And he wasn't sending you out to see if those guys were dead.
Hello. Yeah, amen.
Glory to God.
You're mocking me again.
Right.
I don't think your father sent David out there to see if they had lost the battle.
No.
I want to say, how are you? All right. Bring me a report of victory.
Hey,
tell me how the brothers are doing out there.
Glory.
And old David said, I can't go back to father like that.
Right.
Well, I guess I'll just have to take care of it myself. Okay. I'll take care of it for you.
Hello.
Send me forth in your name.
Amen.
The God of Israel.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Okay.
Are you qualified? I mean, okay. What's your qualifications?
Okay.
I can handle them.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, see, I've been out here I couldn't come to fight because I had to stay back home and take care of my father's sheep.
Hello.
He said, well, I'll take care of the sheep. He said, I met a lion. I met a bear. Slew them both. And I delivered them to the lamb. Woo! You done that?
Right.
All in the name of the Lord.
Glory.
And so shall it be with that uncircumcised Philistine. Turn me loose. Against me, God's not for you either. Okay. I'm sure you did what I tell you. If I'm not right, what God's doing is not right. It's the way I'm it's not right, then.
Amen, brother.
You know, you little Goliath, you want to stand there and try to overrule me. So you can be. You don't precarious your position today. Do you really understand that?
Jesus!
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord.
This period of probation is about over.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to set us free.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Now, if you don't want to be set free,
amen.
Just embrace the bondage and go ahead. Bound by your own flesh, bound by your own sins. They're not going to bind me. I'm free. I'm free, man.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're going to die. I'm going to die in the Lord. Even death don't have to come to me. Well, you shouldn't talk like that, man. Well, you're as old as you are. Well,
thank you, Father.
This thing of death is sin.
And
I have.
Hallelujah.
Don't stink.
Amen.
Don't stink.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Get out of your stinger. It ain't gonna hurt me.
Glory.
I'm not gonna stop.
Thank you, Lord.
You're not gonna convince me of sin.
No.
I've already been convinced. Apostle Luke Spirit. Thank God that's something about my sin. Fully persuaded. I know in whom I
believe.
And that in you. That's it.
Yeah,
and if I can find him in you, I'm in safe hands. What am I going to do with this house, man? This is so simple. It is so Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
If I can find Christ in you,
yes, Lord.
I will find the hope of God for me.
Glory.
A living hope.
Hallelujah.
Well,
amen.
That's all I'm doing right now. I'm trying to find Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
Your flesh is despicable. Even sitting right here stinks. The way you act,
Yeah.
Man. Oh, you think you're so beautiful, huh?
Right.
Well, only if you let the beauty of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how beautiful. Huh? Neither do I condemn. Oh, isn't that beautiful? What a song. What a song, man. What? We must sing that song too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
What a preacher.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I like the story of David.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Hey, brothers. How long is this situation going on? You guys have been doing close to 40 days. And you got, is there any kind of specific award for gallantry?
Glory.
I mean, if somebody kills that guy, what's he going to get? Why? He's going to get a chance to marry the king's daughter. What? And get all the family bills paid. They'll be set free in the kingdom. You guys still sitting around here?
Hallelujah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Shut up, man. Hey, King. Yeah, we got a young snot nose over here. He want permission to take care of that guy for you. What? All these fine soldiers, and not a one of them volunteered, and now we got some little snot nose that's not even a fighter. He don't have to use nothing. Wait a minute, I'd like to talk to him anyway. Here's the king sitting in his throne with all his pomp and glory, and he comes to David. Ah, wow, you mean I get a chance to be in the presence of the king?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
King of Israel.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
What did you call me for, sir? What can I do for you? I'm not quite sure what you can do for me, but I heard about your big mouth running.
Hallelujah.
And Lord. That's the best words I've heard in 40 days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord.
Oh, yeah? What did you hear, sir? Well, I heard that you said you could take care of that Goliath out there.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Glory.
Amen.
And I don't mean to go out there and get killed.
Hallelujah.
Boy, are they enthusiastic. Just
glory. Hallelujah.
We've heard it before. Not on this wise. Not on this wise.
One more thing closer.
Not on this wise. See, I'm opening up the scripture.
Hallelujah.
We heard it this morning. But I guess some folk out there did it.
Hallelujah.
How you doing out there? Over there. Where are you?
Glory.
We're here, brother.
Thank you.
Had a guy write me this morning. You bless my soul. That's the first one I ever got from the Optimus B satellite down in Australia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a long time, preacher. I pick you off the Optimus B. Boy, how much money have we spent on that satellite? That doesn't impress me.
Yeah, amen, brother. Thank you.
Optimus B satellite, we have to send a signal over to Europe, and they shoot it up to the hot bird, they shoot it up to Global Star, then they shoot it up to a satellite over Africa that we don't, that just is transporting it. And it goes up, then down, and they pick it up over there somewhere in Australia, and they shoot it back up to Optimus B. And they're hearing me, right? Now,
glory.
Perhaps maybe three or four seconds behind.
Amen.
That's how fast.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you.
All the way around
there.
Yeah, amen.
I come right in this house and I'm told, can you imagine what's going on?
Hello.
Can you imagine? I see that little thing like that? There it is again.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And over in Jerusalem, they pull a signal down from R&R satellite.
Amen.
Which is a major one. It came and finally got control of all of our satellites.
Yeah,
right outside of Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Just as Jewish as could be.
Hallelujah.
But they make every kind of concession.
Hallelujah.
They're hauling me now to put me on something else.
Yeah, amen. And, thank you,
hey, Brother Jonathan, are you here?
Yep.
Do we make the deal with them, or did they make a deal with us? You understand what that means?
Yeah.
They tell us what they want. We tell them what we give.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You listen. Not impressed, huh? I'm telling you. Write this within a matter, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 seconds after I talk.
Yeah.
They're pulling me down in Australia.
Amen.
They're hearing this voice in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, we are something else. Being impressed by all the advertisements of the world. What do you got? Well, I got a bunch of brothers around it. They know how to use all the sword and the spear, but they're not really, really fight the fight. They won't take on Goliath. Let him defy us. Oh, no. Even work into his hands. Then you expect to do it? Just turn me loose.
Hallelujah.
I hope and pray that sooner or later you folk will turn me loose to face this world system.
Hallelujah.
And give up your cause.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And bow before the cause that's greater than you.
Hallelujah.
You don't understand that.
Hallelujah.
You don't understand that there's something wrong with you. You don't love God. You don't love yourself.
Jesus.
And that those are endearing words, aren't they?
Amen.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yes, Lord.
You don't really understand the thing to be of God.
My Lord. Glory, glory.
And you're so ordained of God that he brought you to this place so you can get some understanding. So you can believe. So others can believe in you, brothers and sisters. How important for us to believe in each other. You're going to tell me you believe in God and you don't believe in your brother and sister? You're liars. You say you love God and you don't love your brother and sister? You lay down your life for your friend, your God, you won't lay it down for your brother and sister? You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying.
You're lying.
Well, you no sinner. Do you have me to love you? Christ did. Christ does.
Amen.
You does.
Yes. Amen.
Amazing.
Thank you, Father.
That's called amazing grace.
Amazing.
Change the love of God for the love of a woman.
Hallelujah.
Or for the love of my life.
Thank you,
Lord.
Because those are not amazing loves. Those are destructive.
Hallelujah.
So when I love, I'm going to love like God.
Hallelujah.
When I seek, I'm going to seek for God.
Amen.
You old damn carnal minds.
Hallelujah.
Wicked hearts.
Thank you, Lord God, for your love.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What do you think, like, how many times have I stood before this house and said, I'm determined to know nothing?
Hallelujah.
And then I'll say, but you're determined.
Hallelujah.
And then when you do find out, what are you doing?
Glory.
When you find out what you want to find, then what are you
Glory.
Doing? What are you going to do with the knowledge of somebody else's failures?
Yes.
And then you haven't been told what to do with it.
Right.
You've been told what to do with it.
Hallelujah.
If any man see a brother who does not sin, sin on them, you ain't you ask for. You get right in place. You do it. He did it. He did it. Doing it.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For such a time as this.
Mercy of grace.
God's given the manifestation of the final battle. Drawing the line.
Hallelujah.
It's right for us to be here. It's right for you to cover your brother's sin.
Yeah.
It's right for you to bear his burden.
Yeah.
It's right for you to strengthen the weak.
Amen.
It's right. That's righteousness.
Right.
And you can't do it without his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
You're going to try to do it in your own righteousness?
Glory.
Glory.
Oh, bless it, Lord. All over the world. Yeah, I got a call from Alaska.
Yeah.
I just bless my soul. Alaska. I got supposedly buds up in Alaska. Of course, I think now they're scattering.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the Bruner families, not much of an Alaska community, they're scattered. Tumor. Want to come here? They have come.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see them. One came just the other day. One came right up here in Columbia. Made a special trip down just to see my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, well, no, where's she going? Well, they come to spy on everybody. How's your dad doing? How's things going
on?
Huh? His daughter comes down here. I want to see my dad. Mm-hmm. But when she goes back home, old Mark says, what did Brother Sarah say? How did Brother Sarah respond? Yeah, I promise you.
Amen.
I promise
you.
Huh? You always bring me a peace offering.
Yes.
You know, chocolate peanut butter cups.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Really shouldn't eat them too much, you know.
No, that's true.
I still got them laying over there.
Oh,
can I have them, Brother Sarah? No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Would you like a chocolate peanut butter cup?
Yes.
Yeah, you will.
Oh, Jesus.
We ain't going to get mine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. I know you people do not relate or want to relate the issues of our life with end time prophecy. Seek their own life. Seek their own way. I tell them all the time. I said to my daughter, I said, honey, I understand what you're doing, but I said, I'm going to quote the scripture to you again. He that seeks to save his own life shall lose it. Is that why some of you people seemingly are lost? Because you came here seeking your own life?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
What are you crying for?
Amen.
You're seeking your own life so much that your life is really hid. Your life is hid. Christ in God. Hid. You need to find a hiding place. You need to get in Christ and forget about your. Ain't that right, child? Well, Brother Jay, you put us all down. No, you put your old self down. You need to think a little higher than you're thinking. You need to set your affections on things above a little higher. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you need to realize that a real good Christian fellowship with each other is fellowship with the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. Friendship with Jesus. Fellowship. Divine. Whoa. What blessed, sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. So if Jesus is my friend, I won't find him in you, friend. Hey, friend.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Paul said, I'm determined to know nothing among you. I want to find my friend.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hello, friend. Run, run.
Hallelujah.
You're trying to figure me out, huh?
Glory.
Isn't that something that for all your years of running your life and basic stuff and all plans, God says you got to go to the prophet. Because what you're doing, you're going to damn your soul.
Right.
You get down to him, he's going to take away your money. He's going to take away your guns. going to take away your life.
Hallelujah.
In the end, we're going to have your soul saved.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, I never really told you everything that happened when he first came. Because if I did, some of you folks could tell it. But I dealt with him right away, and he took my reproof, and that settled it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But if we'd have let that go on,
or get out,
or get out,
right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He would be boom, boom.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Now they're all trying to wonder. Now I wonder. But we preserve you, boy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen, brother.
I covered him.
That's right. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sure did.
It's like I'm coming to some of you.
Amen.
If we let some of your imagination get out,
amen.
Your wicked imagination.
Amen.
But I cover for you.
Amen.
Just like Doug, we cover for Doug.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, we covered.
Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, sure.
He walking under our covering.
Thank God.
We have him taken care of by the law of the land just like that. Just like, no problem.
Amen.
Guilty or not guilty, just the assumption.
Amen.
Just the assumption.
Sure.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So what covered him? Well, the love his children have.
Amen.
The love that David had for him.
Yes.
The love.
Hallelujah.
Love.
Amen.
Love.
Amen.
What did he lack? He lacked love.
Thank you, Jesus.
What lack are you? Love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you for your love.
Not for guns.
Thank you, Lord.
Lots of the things of the world.
My Lord. Oh, God.
Is that quite wicked, brother?
Amen.
Because I'm the kind of guy that takes all those things that you love and show you how wrong it is.
Amen.
You need to love God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And then you're not deprived of love because you love God.
Amen.
Now you know what real love is. Then you brother can really love a brother because you love God. Yeah. The love of God, it covers you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what a covering.
Yes.
You can't even see how careful I am that I don't expose some of the stuff that's going on in your life.
Yeah, amen.
And I even tell you, if I did that,
right.
None of you would have much confidence in anybody else.
Amen.
I try to tell you that God has not demanded that you get up in front of all these people and make confessions about your secret sins.
That's right.
Who would believe in you then? Huh?
Yep.
Now, confess your sins.
Amen.
But not that one.
Amen.
Amen.
Only one man's done it, and that was that one right over there. And even then I stopped him. I don't do that anymore. Yeah, he stood right here. Stand up, Edward. Stood right here. He said, I want to confess that I've been committing fornication. He stood right here. And we knew he was committing fornication here on these grounds. He's still here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because of that, a lot of folk won't have no confidence in him.
Yeah.
See? When you start confessing your secret sins, your brothers and sisters, they ain't got, most of them ain't got enough of the love of God to cover you. Thank you, brother. And a lot of people say, you let him go. Joe accused me of letting him go because there was something going on between him and Joe's wife. And I knew it. And nobody even knows how I took care of it. I even told you. You don't remember. I could have thrown him off, but why should I do that? I have to throw all of you off.
Amen.
Because you're all guilty of fornication too, you know.
Amen.
Don't you know you're a friend of the world? You're a fornicator? You're a blasphemer? You like the way the world does things? You embrace the way the world handles things?
Hallelujah.
You're a fornicator. You go outside the body, you commit the sin of fornication against the body. It's a sin against the body.
Right.
Hey, you fornicator.
Amen, brother.
Just our own body.
And you want to be saved, huh? Why would God trust you with anybody else's sin if you won't forgive
him? Amen.
Well, why would God even trust you with it? You see, that accusation don't come from God.
Amen.
That comes from the devil.
Amen.
He makes you accuse your brother. So give no place to the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For God's sake, can I plead with you people to stop it? See, when I do that, all automatically you start saying, well, what did you do? I told you that.
Amen.
Well, I sinned.
Amen.
God forbid that I don't sin by ceasing to pray for you.
Amen.
Well, I get tangled with it every night because I don't want to pray for these people sometimes. I don't want to do it. They might go to hell with them.
Amen,
God said, come on, pray for
them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if I don't do it,
I'm sinning.
Right.
And a lot of times I don't do it.
Right.
So what am I doing?
Amen, brother.
I don't want to do it, but I do it anyway.
Amen.
My flesh gets tired of talking, tired of looking at you. The hell of them, God.
Oh, God.
He said, well, if that's your judgment, young man, then you better pray for them. I don't want them to go to hell.
Amen. Right.
So you pray for them, and I'll forgive their sin. I'll give them new life. Boy, this cross is something. But the cross will end with glory. Take up thy cross and follow me. How dare any of you people sit here and look at my sin and not see your own? What kind of eyes are you
looking at? Thank you, Father.
And you won't give it up.
Amen.
You know it's wrong. You've been told it's wrong. And I don't think you want to be wrong, huh?
No.
But then you find yourself doing it.
Yeah.
Hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Amen.
You see how God warned you this morning? Will you read it for me? Hear it again now. Here it is. Here we are. Come on, little pig, wake up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Person also,
wrote,
yes, son of man.
A person wrote me the other day, said, Brother Sturdy, began to tell me how he was in trouble. He said, I know you told us to stop self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
God help self-pity.
Pity's always done that to him.
Amen.
He wants to pity you.
Right.
So don't rob him. Don't rob him of your pity.
Amen.
Get rid of your pity party.
Amen.
Let him have a party pitying you.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
That's part of God's magnitude. He can pity you. Come on. Some of you sitting there, you look so hurt. Oh, he was wounded for your transgression. He was broke. Don't rob him of that. For a man robbed God, sure will. Hear it again, please.
Also, thou son of man.
Also.
Thou son of man. The children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses.
What do you mean also? I told you they're rebellious. Here's what they're doing.
And speak
I'll enlarge on the rebellion.
And speak one to another. Everyone to his brother. Everyone to his brother.
To his brother.
Saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument.
Yes, Lord.
For they hear thy words,
oh, yes,
but they do them
not. Now, would you like
not
that broken down? Well, Brother Scary, you tell us that that's who we are, so we like those words, so we'll just be like, you said we're the most rebellious, so that's just the way it is. But that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Not allowed.
That's right. We're not allowed to. Amen.
You don't like to have Victor Word down, do you?
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
We're not allowed to.
So that
it
can be a change, huh? Are you longing for the change?
Glory.
Change of heart.
That's right.
A renewed mind. Change mind. Change your way of thinking.
Amen.
Oh, what the mind of Christ.
Amen.
He looks down and says, there's a sinner, and he gets all excited. And I'm going to change that.
Hallelujah.
He changes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Your night,
yes,
your turn today.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's something. Oh, Joel finally said, I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah.
I need a change.
Yeah.
I tried to change.
Yeah.
I even got so bold that I thought I'd go change God's mind.
Yeah.
That's what he was going to do. He's going to try to change God's mind.
Yeah.
He finally said, you really know what you're doing, huh, God?
Amen.
Well, that's what you've been testifying, Joel.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You've been telling the Lord did this and the Lord did that.
Amen.
Yeah, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Picture what Joel did with the first little testimony about his wife and about his kids being killed.
Amen.
Come on, people.
Amen.
Come on. My God, 10
Hallelujah.
Kids.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Look how quiet they get.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you folks still don't perceive that? Devil sent a messenger by, because that's what came by, was a message from Satan.
Amen.
Hey, Job, have you heard the news?
Yeah.
Messenger from Satan.
Hallelujah.
This made Job curse God.
Yeah,
amen. A messenger from Satan.
All right.
Glory to God.
They disagree with me. That wasn't a message from God. That was a message from the devil.
Amen.
It was a message of death. Every message saying God lost his herds, lost his wife. That was a messenger of Satan. He was stealing him. He's killing him. He was touching the very life of Job.
Amen. Right.
That's right. Amen.
Every once in a while, I'm sure old Brother Spencer gets a little word about his kids, doesn't he? Not very exciting, though.
No. Oh, God.
Y'all know what I dealt with before I even heard about Allison coming here? Huh? I heard from a fellow named, what's that guy's name? What's that fellow's name?
Birch.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Brother Stair. I've messed up so bad. Will you help me? What am I going to do?
Hallelujah.
Just say it now. Well, forgive him. I have done that. That's no problem. But now what do you do about the message? What do you do? First wife's married again, right? Not sure yet? Well, he's still mad at her. She ain't mad at anybody else? No?
Hallelujah.
Anybody know about her? I had to take a ride on right here because she was cleaning his plow. Anybody out there, any other wives out there that got against Pastor Rice?
Okay.
Is there any more wives from Henrietta that rose up against Pastor Rice?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, I guess I'll just have to go back here. Is there any other wives from Henrietta that rose up against Pastor Rice? No. You wouldn't do that, would you? You didn't want to, did you? You found yourself doing it.
Amen.
Now, if I keep talking to you like this, you might get mad at me. I hope not. I'm loving you like nobody else ever loved you.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. You've been somebody tough in your lifetime. Look at that. Woo! Them's are marks of a wicked life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
No decent mother or woman would go and let something like that be done to her. I don't know what kind of life you were living, but it must have been a kind of tough one. But Jesus brought you out, all right. Does anybody know how much saved people are being marked? Does anybody understand what's going on? There's not a football player, a basketball player, a boxer, a musician that have got their bodies covered from one end to the other? Why is Satan marking these people? Because that's what he's going to do with everybody. He's going to put a mark on them. If you want to know what the mark will be, it's going to be a tattoo type thing.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
You're amazed what they can put in that little tattoo.
Yeah, amen.
You don't even have the conception of it. Just a little piece of ink or something, electrify it, and have all your information just like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's it.
Amen. Go in your grocery store.
Clarify.
And look at it. Look at it. Look how they check out this stuff.
Radio frequency. Yes, sir.
Just what?
Yeah.
Amen.
Just go.
All done. Have ink marks.
Shoot.
Yep, they got the code down. Amen, man.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
There are hundreds of millions of different products, and they all have their own mark.
Yep.
Amen.
Already done. Products made in China, products made in Japan.
Yeah, amen.
Some made in yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And they come out of those places with that.
Yeah, that mark.
Amen.
Where? How do they do that, man?
Amen.
How do they? You, when that thing goes across the scanner, it goes right back to the storehouse.
Right, yeah.
And within an hour, they have that thing right back to replenish it.
Amen. Amen.
That's too much for our mind now.
Amen.
Gets his mark on you, he'll you just go shoot. 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 I'd rather have the mark of God.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
He marked me. Oh, he marked me.
Hallelujah.
And all the peace and joy that floods my soul. Something talks about receiving the mark of the Spirit.
Amen.
See, these things must be accomplished by your will. They're going to receive the mark of the beast. You receive the mark of Christ. You receive it.
Glory.
It's an act of your will.
Amen.
And you want to sit there and blame me, huh? Because you just don't, you won't spend no time. Now you know this is the Feast of Trumpets and Tabernacle.
Yes.
So you want to go to work, go back home and get your Bible down and check me out again.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Receive the Spirit of God, the mark of God. Receive it.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know how to receive the ice cream.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know how to receive something you like.
Hallelujah.
So you know how to receive.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Would you like a practical explanation? Yeah, none of you folks have any trouble getting the ice cream. You know how to get it.
Yeah,
I could be up there preaching a star sermon. That don't stop you folks.
Amen.
Uh-uh. You'll run right up there and look over your shoulder. And I'm up there giving the word of God. So you lied, haven't you? When you say, I desire the word of God more than my necessary fruit, and you don't even need the ice cream. You don't need that. What are you doing, Preacher Stair? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to make people ready for the most difficult time. And it's even going to be tough on me. Well, it's already been tough on me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Don't you know that abomination is already taking place all over the world?
Absolutely.
They're looking for another sacrifice for sin.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to make the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
amen.
God says, I want you as a sacrifice. And Satan says, I want you too. I want your body, I want your spirit, I want your mind. And we present dead things to Satan, it's an abomination.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
It has to do with sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory God.
I know y'all folk don't have a real understanding of this, but do you know somebody who does?
Yes.
Amen.
Then don't you think you ought to pay heed and keep listening until the light turns on for you too? Then we can all walk in the light. And then we'll have true fellowship. And maybe you don't consider that so important, huh?
Hallelujah.
We don't see it like that. I know, because you're blind. You're ever learning, but you don't learn the truth. And I got to constantly deal with that. They're not even catching even the best ones. You got to have to go back to him and ask him about the shepherd. Right? I just did it right this morning. And I said, now you're the first one. He goes by Pastor Rice. He didn't go by Prophet Rice.
No,
he didn't go by Evangelist Rice.
No.
He didn't go by Teacher Rice, although he can do all them things. If need be, he can strengthen the hands of the prophet. He can receive the teaching of the Word of God. And he can also give it. And he can pester or pastor. Either way.
Amen.
You know, pastors will pester you too.
Amen.
You might stay on your case.
Right.
Have you ever pestered him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he pestered you while he's pastoring you. I don't like your words. Come on, people. Them canker worms, them palmer worms, them caterpillars. My great honor that I sent among you. So I'm going to restore.
Restore
the
years.
More than the years, man. Years, them things. I'm going to restore the years. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father, for your great love wherewith you loved us. My, how you love us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your long suffering. Thank you for the gathering of the saints.
Yes, Lord.
On this Feast of Tabernacles.
Thank you, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Have your way.
What would you have us to do?
Yes.
What would you have us to say, Lord?
Hallelujah.
Have thine way, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Let thy will be done.
Your will be done.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Lord bless you, saints. You may be seated. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
We've been here a little while, so I know you're tired. Praise the Lord. But one day we'll run and not be weary.
Amen.
Walk and not faint.
Hallelujah.
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 So, as I've said in the past, I don't have an agenda. You know, nothing pre-planned.
That's all right.
I'm willing to just let God be God.
Praise God.
Do whatever He'll
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
Amen. We're gathered here in His name.
Right.
Our bodies are presented.
That's right.
He's our God.
Praise
God.
God.
We're the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
His eyes are upon us.
Huh?
His ears open unto our
yes.
cry. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
We're gathered here in His name,
name.
By His divine decree.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. So we'll just let God have His way.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord. I did ask a few if they would sing a song, so we might let them do that.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Good. We got this microphone turned on?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. All right, Sister Johnson, come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Yes.
All His wonderful passion and purity.
Yes, Lord.
May His Spirit divine.
Hallelujah.
All my being refine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen
Hallelujah.
In me.
Yes.
When your burden is heavy and hard to bear,
yes,
when your neighbors refuse all your load to share,
Hallelujah.
When you're feeling so blue, don't know just what to do.
Glory.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you.
Hallelujah.
When somebody has been so unkind to you,
yes, Lord.
Some word spoken that pierces you through and through.
Yes, Lord.
Think how he was beguiled,
yes.
spat upon, and reviled. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you.
Hallelujah.
From the dawn of the morning to close of day,
yes.
in example, in deeds, and in all you say,
oh, yes.
lay your gifts at His feet, ever strive to be sweet,
yes.
and let
Hallelujah.
The beauty of Jesus be seen in you.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let it be so, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He will beautify the meek.
Amen.
With salvation.
Yes, he will.
Glory.
Glory to God.
All right, I do have a few scriptures. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let this be a day of the blowing of trumpets.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of battle. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thou shalt do 6 days.
Hallelujah.
And 7 priests shall bear before the 7 arks, before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns.
Yes, Lord.
And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns.
Yes, sir.
And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times.
Hallelujah.
And the priests shall blow with the trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass that when thou make a long blast with the ram's horn,
yes,
when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout!
Hallelujah.
For the Lord hath given you the city.
Hallelujah.
City shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein. To the Lord only Rahab, the harlot, shall live.
That's right.
She and all that are within her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sort of strange instructions for winning a battle. Gideon got similar instructions. How about it?
Yeah.
He started out with an army of about 32,000. 32,000 were called, 300 were chosen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the 300 went forth with their trumpets, with their lamp.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Gideon, where'd you get this strategy from?
Oh, God.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't God. Seem to be too sound.
Glory.
But the 300 men regarded it as from the Lord.
Yes.
They were willing.
Yes.
And obedient.
Oh.
And victorious.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you be willing and obedient?
All right.
You will eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah.
But if you refuse and rebel, then ye shall be devoured by the sword.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I've had people rise up against me. You've done it, haven't you? That's just what goes along with having any kind of authority.
Amen.
Someone will just rise up again. That's what men
right.
do with
Amen.
It. What do men do with authority? They oppose it.
That's right.
They rise up against it. They rebel against it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. prophet Ezekiel was told, don't be rebellious.
Don't be rebellious like that.
Like the rebellious house.
No.
Huh?
No.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is the nature of man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm a witness.
Oh, amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
After being told to go to a people and speak to them, knowing that they wouldn't hear,
right.
Well, Ezekiel had to gird up his loins for that.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord said, don't be rebellious.
No.
Like you have a rebellious house. They're not going to hear you, but go forth.
That's right.
And speak the word that I give to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There is wonder. Soundness of the battle strategy, except that
right.
Do what God says to
Amen.
Do.
Hallelujah.
They have the faith to believe, Gideon. They had faith to believe. Joshua.
Right.
They were willing.
Willing.
They were obedient.
Yes.
They got the victory.
Right.
They had something to perform, and they had a battle cry.
Amen.
Each one had a battle cry.
Right.
Yeah. At Jericho, they had a battle cry. Shout for it. The Lord has given you the city.
Yes, Lord.
Gideon's band, the sword of the Lord, hand of Gideon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's really all they had to do. After that, they just stood still.
That's right.
And saw the salvation.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm here to tell you, he's the same God that will fight you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just stand still. And see the salvation.
Right.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, God.
So every man stood in his place. They didn't break ranks. They didn't push and shove. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're in this time of trial. You know, we didn't order it.
Thank God.
If we could order it, we would order it according to our own liking. To our own intensity. It wouldn't be worth anything.
No.
God is trying us according to his own will. Hallelujah. Can say when he hath tried us,
yes, Lord,
we shall come forth,
yes, Lord,
as gold.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father. I've got some more trumpets.
Bless you.
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Yes, Lord.
Sound the alarm. Make a solemn assembly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos.
Hallelujah.
For the word of God.
Praise.
And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes.
And I heard behind me a great voice.
Hallelujah.
As of a trumpet.
All right.
Saying, I'm Alpha and Omega.
Ooh.
The first and the last.
Glory.
What thou seest write in a book.
Glory.
Send it unto the seven churches.
Thank you, God.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Yes. Thank you.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Amen.
Even as I also overcame.
Hallelujah.
And am set down with my Father in his throne.
Hallelujah.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
Glory.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were of a trumpet talking with
me,
which said, come up hither.
Yes.
And I will shew thee things which must be hereafter.
Hallelujah.
And again, immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone.
Hallelujah.
There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald.
Yes, God.
And round about the throne were 24 seats. And up on the seats I saw 24 elders.
Glory.
Sitting, clothed in white raiment.
Yes.
They had on their heads crowns of gold.
Hallelujah.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. And there were seven lamps
glory,
of fire burning before the throne. which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 And when he had opened the seventh seal, there were silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Right.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God.
Hallelujah.
And to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with prayers of all saints.
Glory.
Incense.
Glory.
That he should offer it with the prayers of all saints.
Yes.
Upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
Hallelujah.
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands.
Hallelujah.
The angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth.
Hallelujah.
And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake.
Yes, God.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound.
Hallelujah.
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 The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up.
Glory.
And the second angel sounded, and it was as a great mountain burning, and fire was cast into the sea.
Hallelujah.
And the third part of the sea became blood.
Hallelujah.
And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea,
hallelujah,
and had like that.
Hallelujah.
And the third part of the ships that were destroyed.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
And the third angel sounded.
Hallelujah.
And there fell a great star from heaven.
Yes.
Burning as it were a lamp.
Hallelujah.
And it fell upon the third part of the rivers. And upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood.
Amen.
And a third part of the waters became wormwood. Many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Yes, sir.
Praise. And the fourth angel sounded. And the third part of the sun was smitten.
Hallelujah.
And the third part of the moon and the third part of the stars.
Hallelujah.
So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise.
Hallelujah.
And behold, I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
Yes.
And the fifth angel sounded.
Yes, Lord.
And I saw a star fall from heaven. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Unto the earth and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Yes.
And he opened the bottomless pit. There arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead.
Amen.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Yes, Lord.
And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die,
right,
and death shall flee from them.
Yes.
And the sixth angel sounded. And I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God.
Glory.
Saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet.
Glory.
Loose the four angels, which abound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, were to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
By these, three were the third part of the men killed by fire and by smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth.
Yes, Lord.
For their powers is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt.
Hallelujah.
And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone.
Lord.
And a wood which neither can see, nor hear, nor
walk. Hallelujah.
Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries.
Oh God.
Nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts.
Hallelujah.
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 And the seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ.
Oh God.
Hallelujah. And he shall reign forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God.
Worship God. Hallelujah.
Saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Which was.
Hallelujah.
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 And art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And the angels were angry, and their wrath is come. Thy wrath is come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged.
Yes, God.
And that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants of the prophets, and to the saints and them that fear thy name, small and great.
Hallelujah.
And shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth.
Hallelujah.
And the temple of God was opened in heaven.
Hallelujah.
There were seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake. And great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Praise God. Brother Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep.
Thank God.
But we shall all be changed. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Change to come.
Amen.
It's necessary. We will all be changed.
Oh yes, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To go on and get our inheritance.
Yeah.
To see the Lord as He is.
Amen.
Yeah, we must be changed.
Amen.
And the promise is we shall all be changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the sound of the last trumpet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Brother Stair would often say, yeah, I know that. Have not I preached that? You know, when men would try to bring him things. Have not I said that?
Amen.
You know. Yeah, the world's in total rebellion against God.
Amen. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And some of the house of God are in rebellion.
Yes, Lord.
Rebellion, that's opposition to authority.
Amen.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
And of course, out of rebellion comes chaos.
Yes.
Because it's out of order.
Right. Amen.
Chaos means out of order.
Amen.
Confusion.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
And you can't get order out of confusion.
No.
Huh? You can't get order out of rebellion.
No, no.
Glory.
Glory.
And
amen.
Usually the rebellious identify others as rebellious.
Yes.
while they rebel.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Amen.
And they would like everybody to submit to them.
Right.
While they submit to nobody.
Amen.
They would like to be received. They receive nobody. That's just rebellion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There it is. Be not deceived.
Amen.
Yeah, it wouldn't be wise for us to take up a conversation with an atheist.
No.
You won't do anything but make a fool out of yourself.
Amen.
That's how it is with people that are in rebellion.
Right.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
If you won't receive me, there's no need for me to talk to you.
Right.
There's nothing going to come up.
Right.
I don't care what issue you bring up.
Right.
Amen.
Because the issue is, do you receive me?
Right.
Right. Amen.
So
true.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many times, you know, we like to muddy the water with this and that.
Right.
What comes first? What comes last? Well, what comes first is there be a people.
Hallelujah.
In one mind, one soul,
Amen.
One spirit.
Hallelujah.
Waiting for the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
We're not going to get ready for the coming of Jesus intellectually.
No.
Huh?
Right.
We're not going to get ready for the coming of Jesus divided and going in separate ways.
No.
We will have to get in the unity of the Spirit. One heart, one mind, one soul. We'll have to actually walk in this submission.
Amen.
One to another.
Right.
Submission to God and the order of God.
Amen.
These are true words. But they are strongly rejected right now.
Right. Yes.
You understand?
So true.
This is against the body of Christ.
Again.
It's against God.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
Amen. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
In the fear of the Lord.
I mean, as you do that, you put yourself in God's hand.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, you say, well, no, I'm not going to submit to that brother because he might take advantage of me.
Right.
That's wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God said do it, then you can't be taken advantage of.
No.
The best you can do is glorify God.
Hallelujah.
And magnify God in your body,
Hallelujah.
In your spirit, in your
head.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Uzzah who tried to steady the ark.
Uzzah.
Well, God, yeah. Uzzah. Never how you say it. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he put his hand to the ark and God... God killed.
Yes.
The Bible said that David was greatly displeased with God.
Amen.
But I think the essence of it is that we should just not try to put anything to what God does.
Amen.
Nor take anything away from it.
Right.
If God is doing it, let God do it.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is doing it.
He's doing it.
He's working out his perfect will.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Perfect will.
So there's nothing that I have to do.
No.
To effect the coming of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's nothing.
That's right.
You understand
that's
that?
Yeah. That's right.
He will do that.
That's yeah. right.
My part is to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord.
Yes, he did.
Are we not going to be ready?
Yes.
Are we going to dishonor him?
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, there will be some ready.
Yeah.
Will you be in the number?
Amen.
Lord, let it be.
Let it be, Lord.
I want to be in that number.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. But we got to set it in order, Pastor Rice. We cannot set things in order if we get out of order.
No.
There's no way to do that.
No.
If I've got to get out of my position, usurp authority, or rise above authority, there's no way for me to set anything straight. It's already out of order.
True.
Amen.
What we should do is just let God set things in
order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let God
be
God.
Amen.
This is the right order.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Otherwise, we have what they call the tail wagging the dog.
Okay.
Amen. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
If the students are going to instruct the teacher,
Right.
We're going to rise up because we have the revelations. We don't have the revelation that we need to dwell together in unity. The revelations that don't receive that revelation is not a revelation.
Hallelujah.
That's just the truth of it, brother. Hallelujah. I would that you all dwell together.
There we go.
Speak the same thing. Have no divisions among you. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Well, yeah, you know, we yearn for the Lord to return, but, you know, he's going to do it as he's going to do it.
That's right.
In his time. Yeah. Yeah, we aren't going to alter anything that God's going to do concerning his time. We can maintain that he is coming.
Yeah.
And keep the faith in that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But our campaigning and protesting, that won't do anything but bring about division.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord God.
Well, I'm valiant for the truth, Pastor writes. We should be valiant for the truth. Huh?
Yeah.
And I'm valiant for the honor of the man of God.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Well, we should be valiant for the honor of the man of God.
I know.
And valiant to maintain our own integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. Fact is, God has us. In this situation.
That's right.
We are here and it's the Lord's doing.
Yes, the Lord's doing.
Amen.
It is.
But not one word of God's mouth has failed or will fail.
No.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's happening now is the people being tried as they've never been tried before.
Yes, right. Amen.
And we should just rejoice.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word, God.
Hallelujah. You should just rejoice in it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Glory.
And maintain that he that shall come will come.
Yes.
And will not tarry.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God. Glory.
Word. Hallelujah.
You may look at the situation and say, well, I don't see how it's going to be done. Well, with God, nothing is impossible. Everything's at his control.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And our minds are quite limited.
Yes.
Our understanding is really limited.
Yes.
Why we must be changed.
Right.
And the reason we understand what we do understand is because, to a degree, we've been made to be new creatures.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And as we submit to God in his righteousness, we have light.
Yes, Lord.
But as we rebel, we walk in darkness. This is the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Automatically, in rebellion, you're walking in darkness.
Absolutely.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Don't
know which way you're going.
Thank you for your word, God.
You might come up with lots of what you call revelations and things, but you're walking in darkness.
Amen. Amen.
And you
thank
don't
you
know
for your word, Lord.
Hmm?
Thank you for the prayer, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, there's that rebellion that's silent. It's still rebellion. That's
right.
That overt rebellion. There's a subtle rebellion, but rebellion is rebellion.
Amen.
And
amen.
We don't submit to authority as a sin of witchcraft.
Amen.
Amen.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Things are not going right. I got to set them straight. That's not straight. Things are not going right, you stay in your place.
Hallelujah.
And let God be God.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to going to charge God with not being able to set things straight?
No.
Huh?
All right.
Is Pastor Rice above God?
No.
I see.
No.
Okay, I don't think so.
No.
And no need for you to just let God be God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's God when the lightning flashes.
Oh, yes.
He's God when the thunder rolls.
Oh, yes.
He's God way up in heaven.
Oh, yes.
He's God down in my soul. I know God is God. And God won't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, saints, you've been here a while, so I will let you go. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace, though.
Praise
Hallelujah.
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 But as far as the Lord coming and His bringing things to pass, He will do it.
Yes.
I can't do it.
No, He will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll everything that He said will happen will happen.
Will happen.
Hallelujah. I can't do it.
No.
The Lord can do it.
He
will do it.
He will. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, He will. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, there's something I'm trying to say. I don't think I'm getting it out right. So help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I need you, Lord.
Need you, Lord.
Help me, Jesus.
Help
me,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Have your will, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair in seeing that everything that he said
by
the letter
materialized. All right now.
But let us be faithful that he's prepared us and taught us.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
That what he said by the Spirit.
Amen.
Will happen.
That's it.
I think I said it right that time.
You said it right.
Glory. I think I said it right.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we continue to worship God and love one another and serve one another. Look for the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He'll be vindicated, and so will you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, let us stand, saints. Brother Spencer, would you pray for us?
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
word. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word this day, Lord God. And we're still waiting on you, Lord. And we do believe, Lord God, that we are being tried. And we are being tried greater than we've ever been tried before. But I believe and we believe that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all that you have said, Lord God, you will do, Lord God. And so we're just going to wait for you, Lord God. We're just going to rejoice before you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make ourselves ready for your coming because we know that you are coming, Lord God. And we'll be waiting and watching and looking for you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord, for the words that we've heard this day, Lord God. Oh, yes, oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord God, to stay in our place, Lord God, to serve one another by love. And help us all to speak the same thing. Let there be no division among us. But help us to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. We do thank you, Lord God, for every trial. Every tribulation, every affliction, Lord God, we bless you, Lord. For you know that all things work together for the good. For those who love God, to those who are the call according to his purpose. Oh, yes, would you help us, Lord God? I believe that you will. I believe that you will, Lord God. I believe that you are very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, Lord God, and we need you, Lord God, and you said that you will never leave nor forsake us. So we understand that even right now, you are here. You are here, Lord God. So we bless you and we praise you, Lord God. Oh, yes, for this day, the Feast of Trumpets, Lord God, signifying your coming. Waiting on that last trump, Lord God. The last trump. Oh, yes, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're waiting on that, Lord God. Oh, yes, however long it takes, Lord God, we'll wait. We'll wait. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, hopefully we received enough to be in the situation where the mindset we have nowhere else to go and nothing else to do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then you heard what the prophet said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha.
Maranatha.
Lord is coming.
Glory to
God. Oh, you heard trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm.